fellowship. Working on verse 9. We'll wrap this up and do the Lord's table. This verse, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but all to come to repentance. All right. God's patience is towards the royal family, not just these believers to whom this was written. It applies to all of us as well. I think any believer can be grateful that they got the gospel in time, and those especially who got hooked up with Bible doctrine and didn't get cut short because of the rapture, that they got the opportunity to lock in with the plan of God fully. So God's patience is towards the royal family, so that all who were elected can be called and justified. See, the doctrine of foreknowledge, God obviously knew who would become believers, and they were predestined, meaning that nothing was going to happen to any one of them before they could come to salvation. Even if it's the last minute of their life, they would be kept alive and so forth. And all these things that we can't perceive has to be in place before we are raptured and the second advent. You have to have the right group of people on earth. The right group. The Jews have to go through this long history of unbelief before they make a major turnaround. And that generation has to come on the scenes. If it happened at any other time, you wouldn't have had enough Jews to make up the 144,000 and all the rest of it. These are people who are positive at God consciousness, and there is a generation that is on the scene, I believe, and they are going to break from their ancestral unbelief, and they're going to embrace the truth. Not all Jews, but a big group of them in Israel and out of Israel. And certainly the thing that will trigger it, their positive volition, will be the rapture and the events that immediately follow that. That'll have everybody's head spinning when all these people disappear in front of them, out of graves, right in front of them. Eyewitnesses will see people right and left transformed into resurrection bodies right in front of them. And then, you know, the two witnesses, the rise of the Antichrist out of his burial box, the three big announcements that will be given to the human race, the gospel, get out of the United States, go back to some country, if you can figure it out. And then thirdly, don't take the mark of the beast, or you've had it. You're doomed. So everybody will get that information. They'll all have it. And now they can process it. And there'll be a bunch of positive people on earth that will process it in the right way. Because you can't read Revelation 7 and see all these people that are beheaded, martyred, and not realize that there is a bunch of people. And I take that to refer primarily to the nations that Alexander, the ten areas of Europe that the Alexander heads up. That's the horns on there. And a bunch of Europeans are going to come to saving faith, and they're going to be martyred. But they'll be vindicated big time, resurrected in a few years, and put in a special place on earth in the kingdom. So, you got to have the right people at the right time. There is always this principle of timing that God has in his plan, and perfect timing for God. And this comes right down to the personal level for you and I in our personal lives. There is a time for everything. No, we don't always acclimate to it. We get in a hurry. We get frustrated. We shouldn't. That's why we have faith rest and trust in God and prayer to get through situations. So God is patient towards the royal family so that all who are elected can be called. Calling occurs in time, gospel hearing, and justified. That's the benefit of believing, so that those who are positive can make the most of the time and secure the prize. Obviously, there will come a point in which his patience will run out and we will all face judgment in his presence. Furthermore, God does not wish or desire that any person perish, but that all men come to a change of mind. Hell was created for Satan and his angels. Matthew 25:41. They didn't get a second chance. Say there is no salvation package for the angels. The way of salvation is provided for all, without exception, as Christ died for all and bore the sins of every person that would ever live on this earth and be born. He bore the totality of their sins during the 3 hours of darkness. God does not desire any to perish, but all to come to repentance. 1 Timothy 2:4. This is a couple verses. This plan that we're engaged in as believers, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. There's another verse for documenting the deity of Christ. For God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved, no exceptions, and to come to a knowledge of the truth. That's part two. That's the maturity adjustment. The first is the salvation adjustment. He desires that for everybody. But it doesn't happen because people are negative. The vast majority perish. In spite of the fact Christ died for all and desires all to come to salvation, the vast majority perish. This is simply documented. And it isn't God's fault, it's their fault. Jesus tells his audience here to enter through the narrow gate. There's only one way of salvation. And the entrance into the plan is, to use an analogy, to a place where you can only go through one single file, the narrow gate. That means Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and there's nothing else beyond that that can secure salvation. Enter the narrow gate. Enter the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. And there are few who find it. Few and many indicate that the world of unbelievers through history way outnumbers all of the millions of believers that have believed and will believe in Jesus Christ through history. The vast majority are out there on that, going down that wide road to destruction. We were born on it, but we got off it. We took an exit. We saw the narrow gate and we took an exit through Jesus Christ and so forth. The way of salvation is provided for all as Christ died for all. Okay, we gave you that. Sorry. The vast majority do perish, but not due to any indifference within the divine character. The reason men perish is related to the divine institution of volition. The all of verse 9 refers to all humanity. God is ready to show mercy to all. Romans 11:32. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Here, the wicked is a technical term for unbelievers. Yes, believers act wickedly and mimic unbelievers with their sin natures. But that's not what this is about. This is about that God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Ezekiel 18. This is just basic stuff right here for you. Ezekiel 18, 20:23. Do I have any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord God, rather that he should turn from his ways and live? And 32, for I have no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, declares the Lord. Therefore, repent, change your mind, and live. Whatever a person's previous thinking is with regard to eternal matters, how you get there, what you need to do, you need to turn from that. That's repent, change your mind, and believe. It's a volitional decision of a change of mind. The plain meaning is that although God desires all men to be saved, and although he has made provision for all to be accepted, doctrine of unlimited atonement, most will exercise their God-given free will to reject God and his plan. That's just the way it is. That's the hard, cold truth. Like it or not, it's the way it is. It's a world filled with negative volition at any given time. On occasion, there are upshots of a bunch of people getting it together. That's more rare. We'll see it in the trib. And this he cannot prevent unless he is to override the very freedom of choice that marks us as people created in the image of God. God has volition called sovereignty. We have free will. Use yours in the right way. Keep it pointed towards the truth and away from evil, so it doesn't destroy you spiritually. Your salvation is intact, but we're talking about the rest of it. He has only decreed the punishment for all who remain in unbelief. More on this coming up, but I'm not going to get into verse 10 and then start it up Tuesday night. We will get in position to fulfill our requirement to celebrate the person and work of Christ via the Lord's table.